Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 3, Introduction to the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 5, Self-Realization According to Lord Chaitanya. My dear Sanatan, your constitutional position is that you are a pure living soul. This material body cannot be identified with your real self. Nor is your mind your real identity, neither your intelligence nor false ego. Your identity is that of eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Your position is that you are transcendental. The superior energy of Krishna is spiritual in constitution, while the inferior external energy is material. Since you are between the marginal energy and the spiritual energy, your position is marginal. Belonging to the marginal potency of Krishna, you are simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. Because you are spirit, you are non-different from Krishna. And because you are only a minute particle of Krishna, you are also different from Krishna. This simultaneous oneness and difference always exists in the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Lord. From the marginal position of the living entities, this conception of simultaneously one and different can be understood. The living entity is just like a molecular particle of sunshine, whereas Krishna may be compared to the blazing, shining sun itself. Lord Chaitanya compares the living entities to the blazing sparks from a fire and the Supreme Lord to the blazing fire of the sun. In this connection, Lord Chaitanya cites a verse from the Vishnu Purana, Ekadesha Stitasyagner Jyotsna Vistarani Yata Parasya Brahmana Shaktis Tatedam Akhilam Jagat. Everything that is manifested within this cosmic world is but the energy of the Supreme Lord, just as fire emanating from one place diffuses its illumination and heat all around. So, Lord Krishna, although situated in one place in the spiritual world, manifests his different energies everywhere. Indeed, the whole cosmic creation is composed of different manifestations of Krishna's energy. The energy of the Supreme Lord is transcendental and spiritual, and the living entities are part and parcel of that energy. However, there is another energy called material energy which is covered by the cloud of ignorance. This energy, which is material nature, is divided into three modes or gunas, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Then, Lord Chaitanya quoted from the Vishnu Purana, Chaya tirohi tatvachcha Shakti Kshetragya Sangyata Sarva Bhuteshu Bhupala Taratam Yena Vartate. All inconceivable energies reside in the Supreme Personality of the Lord, and the whole cosmic manifestation acts due to the Lord's inconceivable energy. Lord Chaitanya also said that the living entities are known as Kshetragya, or knowers of the field of activities. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidiyate etad yoveti tang prahu kshetragya iti tad vida. In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the body is described as the field of activities, and the living entity is described as kshetragya, the knower of that field. Although the living entity is constitutionally conversant with spiritual energy and has the potency to understand spiritual energy, the living entity is still covered by the material energy and consequently identifies the body as the self. This identification is called false ego. Deluded by this false ego, the bewildered living entity within material existence changes different bodies and suffers various kinds of miseries. Knowledge of the living entity's true position is possessed to different extents by different types of living entities. In other words, it is to be understood that the living entity is part and parcel of the spiritual energy of the Supreme Lord. And because the material energy is inferior, human beings have the ability to get uncovered from this material energy and utilize the spiritual energy. Therefore, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that the superior energy is covered by the inferior energy. And due to this covering, the living entity is subjected to the miseries of the material world. And in proportion to the different degrees of passion and ignorance, he or she suffers material miseries. Those who are a little enlightened suffer less. But, on the whole, everyone is subjected to material miseries only due to being covered by the material energy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quoted from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in which it is stated, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kung mano buddhir evacha ahankara iti yang me binna prakritir ashtadha aparayami tastvanyang prakriting vidhi me param jiva bhutang mahabaho yayedang dharyate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego all combine together to form the inferior energy of the Supreme Lord. The superior energy, however, is the real identity of the living being, and it is because of that energy that the whole material world functions. The cosmic manifestation, which is made of material elements, has no power to act unless it is moved by the superior energy, the living entity. It can actually be said that the conditioned life of the living entity is due to forgetfulness of his or her relationship with the Supreme Lord in that superior energy. So when that relationship is forgotten, conditional life is the result. And only when one revives his or her real identity, that of eternal servitorship to the Lord, does one become liberated. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 3, Introduction to the Teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Part 5, Self-Realization According to Lord Chaitanya. Recorded July 10 and July 11, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON Founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.